We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
In fact, it makes me want to get on the soapbox.
Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
Are you ready? Are you ready yet? I love the smell of tear gas in the morning. It smells like Ferguson. Well, you talk about deja vu. Now it's Ferguson everywhere in the country. Now, the looting in New York has been bigger than life. Shoe stores are empty. Traffic is blocked while thugs parade through the streets with stolen loot. Minneapolis is burning. The area outside the White House is now a no free speech zone. Did you know that? The only reporters allowed are ones who completely agree with the protesters. Ask Leland Vittert about that. The poor guy got attacked this weekend from Fox News. In fact, I'm guessing at this point, you might have been race shamed this weekend if you dared to disagree with the narrative that this destruction is, quote, just people acting out of frustration, end quote. And if you dare to disagree with them, you are a racist. And what I'll say to you is, that's bullcrap, Ed. And it goes something like this. If you are not black, if you are Caucasian, and you don't recognize your privilege, you're as guilty as the cop with his knee on the neck of George Floyd. Discussion over. Go directly to jail. Do not collect $200. Now, bear in mind, this was supposedly a police problem, but it always boils down to race. There can't be a gray area, which is why people who feel sincerely injured by the Floyd case need to step up and shut this down. Here's where I am on this, folks, and it's going to draw its own fire, and so be it. Get your Venn diagram chart out. I was squarely in the camp and remain there of those people angered by what happened to George Floyd, by the way he was treated and the way he died from day one. Check the tape. I was unequivocal about that. I called for the justice system to investigate and hold the officer responsible for his actions. Of course, that position is not acceptable because I didn't immediately call for a street lynching and a disbanding of all police agencies. Because you can't be halfway on this or you're no way, according to these folks. But allowing these childish tantrums because people didn't get what they wanted is ridiculous. We can agree on part of this, but not to the reaction of it. That's where we have to get in America. Immediately, we need to stop the looting and the burning.
Get more at 971talk.com.